Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's welcome Patrick Murphy to the show. Mr. Murphy, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. How y'all doing today?
Who is your favorite president?
I'll go with FDR. I think FDR did a lot for our country, had a vision. Some of the things I think we got to be doing today, he was able to get done even in tough times.
We were just discussing, I was explaining, our attorney Dominic Ferriello is here.
Mike is arguing with me.
He will be the mayor of Tampa one day.
Allegedly.
We were discussing, I was discussing how I like that you left the Republican Party because of the Iraq War, right?
Yeah, you know, that's when it first started. I registered as a Republican, quite frankly, because my dad's a Republican. I don't know if that's a good or bad reason. That's probably why a lot of people do it.
Sure.
And, you know, the more I started following politics, paying attention, you know, some of the Iraq War said, I just didn't seem right. I thought we were being lied to as a country. And then Tea Party came about, and the extremism, the hatred, the finger pointing. I just said, you know what? Whatever party you are, we got to solve problems. We got to find the middle ground. No one has all the answers. And if you can get 80% of a deal, hell, let's take that deal and move on to the next issue. So, you know, I first ran in 2012 against Alan West, Tea Party guy. Won that first race and then won re-election in 2014. And, you know, I just believe the Senate's a place where we can get more done. Not that it's perfect, but more opportunities to reach across the aisle and find some common ground.
Well, you bring up some great points. One of the reasons why I'm familiar with you is because I believe the attack ads against you had the reverse effect for me. I went and I was like, well, these are pretty ridiculous claims. Let me go look into it. And then you look into it and you realize how petty people can become in these times of elections. And I think it actually, at least in my case, worked in your favor.
Wow, that's good to hear, especially on election day.
Yeah.
You get tired of seeing these same ads, you know, over and over. And, you know, it's always, I always equate it. People always say, Patrick, how do you deal with this? You know, all the negativity. And I always equate it to playing sports. You know, I played football growing up. When you're on the field, you don't feel the hits. You're just going, it's adrenaline, but it's your family, it's your friends, the people that know you, and they see these ridiculous attack ads. And whatever party you are, the negativity's got to stop. You know, we got to remember, look, it's about America, not the Republicans and the Democrats. It's moving our country forward. We got to agree, no matter what happens tomorrow morning, we are one country, and let's get on with it.
I don't believe Marco Rubio should have been allowed to get back into the race. He left. He abandoned it to go run for president. He was made to look foolish by Donald Trump, but with little Marco. Can I tell you when I think he lost it? When he couldn't talk without taking that drink of water. He panicked.
Oh, that was years ago.
I know, but it just to me, that's when it totally
that
changed my thought.
That was the Republican response to the...
Didn't you laugh at that a little bit, Patrick? You were like, oh...
He needed to do it differently. If he would have had like one of those squirt bottles of Gatorade, much cooler.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
It was an awkward reach.
And then Donald Trump called him Little Marco, and he tried the hands thing, and he just made himself look like a fool. But the fact that he left and said he was not going to go back and then went back, he shouldn't have been allowed to go back.
Yeah, you know, he waited to the very last minute, and I think what gets a lot of people, maybe yourself included, he said his quote, he tweeted out, 10,000 times I am not coming back to the U.S. Senate race. You know, right. And that's after telling you it's the job, it's an ineffective place. And then he doesn't, you know, get the job he wants. So I always, you know, tell people if I'm, you know, have an employee comes to me and tells me they hate the job for 2 years and that they're going to go for another job and will I help them with it? But then they don't get that job and they come back asking for that same job back. No matter how good or bad that person was, I'm not going to hire him because they've already shown me their cards. I know where their loyalty stands. And that's what he's trying to do and ask for another 6-year contract. It doesn't make sense to a lot of Floridians.
No, I don't like it. It's kind of like what we were talking about with Charlie Crist before Mr. Murphy got on the phone. So, all right, listen, you're a little bit behind, though, or at least that's what the polls are saying. How do you feel?
Yeah, you know, yesterday NBC poll had us up 1 point. A lot of polls show this is a dead heat. I feel really good. A lot of this, you know, in any election, it's the top of the ticket that drives so many of the voters, and that's kind of out of your control. But when I'm out there every day talking to Republicans, Democrats alike, they say, Patrick, you know what? We want a senator that's going to show up to work. What we have now is not working. You know, what's your definition of insanity? You know, doing the same thing, expecting different results.
Right.
So I feel really, really good about the turnout. We've seen historic numbers of Latino voters showing up. And I think, of course, it's going to be a close election. So we're just encouraging people to get out there and vote. Make sure your voice is heard. This is a critical election.
Well, it seems that they are coming out in record numbers, and I hope things go in your favor. I appreciate you taking the time on Election Day of all days to be on the show. Good luck to you. I hope we got good news tomorrow or later on tonight.
Likewise. Thanks for your time.
There you go. Patrick Murphy running against Marco Rubio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.